Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 29, Text 37. Shriddhava vacha vidravito moha mahandhakaro ya ashrito metava sannidhanat vibhavaso kimnu samipagasya sitam tamo bhi pravavatya jadya shriudhavacha vidravito moha mahandakaro ya ashrito metava sannidhanat vibhavaso kimnu samipagasya sitam tamo bhi prabhavatya jadya shriuddha vacha vidravito moha mahandhakaro ya ashrito me tava sannidhanat vibhavaso kimnu samipagasya sitam tamo bhi prabhavatya jadya. Word to word meaning, Shri Uddhava vacha. Shri Uddhava said, Vidravitaha is driven away, moha of delusion. Mahandakara, the great darkness, yaha, which, ashritaha, was taken shelter of, me, by me, tava, your. Sannidhanat, by the presence, vibhavaso, of the sun, kim, what, nu, indeed, samipagasya, for one who has come into the proximity, sitam, cold, tama, darkness, bhi, fear, prabhavanti, have power, aja, O unborn, adhya, O primeval Lord. Translation and purport by the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation, Sri Uddhava said, O unborn primeval Lord, although I had fallen into the great darkness of illusion, my ignorance has now been dispelled by your merciful association. Indeed, how can cold, darkness and fear exert their power over one who has approached the brilliant sun? Purport. Although Sri Uddhava feared separation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, he now understands that in a fundamental sense, the Lord is everything. Krishna consciousness can never be threatened or diminished for one who has taken full shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Magyana timirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupakadamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri utapadakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganaragunatanvitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahaganalalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, there's an interesting interview, rather a conversation between Allen Ginsberg and Srila Prabhupada, which was in the late 1960s, when the movement was still young. So, Allen Ginsberg is expressing his enthusiasm to want to help Srila Prabhupada expand ISKCON, right? But then, he's expressing his concern that Swamiji, in order to actually expand this movement, things have to be a little bit simpler. Your process is so complex, he says. So many rules, regulations, so many ceremonies, so many rituals. And this fasting, once in 15 days, Ekadashi fast. He knows about Ekadashi fast also, by the way. Ekadashi fast, it will become very difficult to actually kind of expand the movement. So Prabhupada, interestingly, he says, yes, these practices are a little complex. And then he says, gradually we shall introduce more and more of this Krishna culture. This is not the end of it, we are going to introduce more of it. And Prabhupada makes it very clear what he has in mind. What is the first priority of the society? And being the founder Acharya, what is his priority? He says, first of all, you have to understand that we are trying to make people Krishna conscious. So how can a person remain Krishna conscious 24 hours a day? That is the program. So Prabhupada had it very clear in mind that the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement is to help people become Krishna conscious. So the expansion has to take place keeping this in mind. And that's why he kept the principles very clear. And one of the fundamental principles that is necessary for people to become Krishna conscious is following the Ekadashi Vrata. Prabhupada was very clear about it. And right from the very beginning of his preaching in the Western world, Prabhupada introduced Ekadashi. And now we know this biography of Prabhupada, that before he even came to 26 Second Avenue, he was in the Bowery, right? So at the Bowery, he had a room partner there, a young fellow called, in Lilamrat, Satsurup Maharaj calls him David Allen. But actually his name is Paul. So Prabhupada was staying with Paul there in that Bowery loft. And in his diary, he notes down on 30th April 1966, today both Paul and self observed Ekadashi. So the very first prospective disciple in the Western world, that is Paul, Prabhupada introduced him to Ekadashi. So Prabhupada knew that fasting on Ekadashi is a fundamental principle of Krishna consciousness. Now what is Ekadashi? Ekadashi is the 11th day of the waxing and the waning moon. And Vaishnavas and people who are followers of Vedic culture in general follow this Ekadashi Vrata. Because in some Puranas it is specifically mentioned that not just Vaishnavas, but even Shaivites are supposed to follow Ekadashi. So this Ekadashi Vrata, and during this Vrata, the remembrance of Krishna has to be increased. That is the purpose of the Vrata. That's in essence is what Ekadashi is all about. Now why to follow the Ekadashi Vrata? Now in the Garga Samhita, there's a description of how gopis, they approach Srimati Radharani and ask her that how is it that you are able to capture Krishna? How is it that you are able to make Krishna subservient to you? Isn't it? Devar api sudurgama. He is very rarely obtained even by the great devatas or demigods. How is it that he is being available so readily to you? And in response, Srimati Radharani replies, Shri Krishnasya prasadartham kuru taika dashivratam te nai vasyo hari sakshad bhavishyanti na samshayaha. So she's explaining that in order to gain Krishnasya prasadartham, in order to gain the prasad, the mercy of Sri Krishna, kuru tekadashi vratam, we should follow the vow of ekadashi vrata. Tenai vasyo hari sakshat. By that, tenai vasyo hari sakshat. You'll be able to capture Lord Hari by following this Ekadashi Vrata. Bhavishyati na samshaya. There is no doubt about it. That is the power of Ekadashi. That if you follow it properly, you will be able to capture Krishna. And then the Garga Samhita describes how all these gopis, they followed the Ekadashi Vrata very nicely. And as a result, what happened? Ekadashi Vrate napi prasanna Prasannarshi Hari Swayam. So, by following the Ekadashi Vrata, the Supreme Lord Hari was extremely satisfied. And in Margashirsha, in the Purnima of Margashirsha, he danced with them in the Rasa Leela. Just by following the Ekadashi Vrata, they got the opportunity to participate in the Rasa Leela. So, future is very bright if we follow the Ekadashi Vrata very nicely. That is the whole point here. Now, Srimati Radharani herself is recommending the following of the Ekadashi Vrata. And then, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself in the mood of Srimati Radharani.
So Mahaprabhu very strongly, he recommended following the Ekadashi Vrata also in both his teachings to Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. In his teaching to Sanatana Goswami, he tells him that you should describe in your writing in great detail how to follow Ekadashi. Aise bevidya tyag avidya karan akarane dosha kaile bhaktiralambhan. And actually Mahaprabhu goes into great detail in his instructions to Sanatana Goswami about Ekadashi. Aise bevidya tyag avidya karan. That means he's telling Sanatana Goswami that make sure to explain to people in general that they should follow Ekadashi properly. They should not perform mixed Ekadashi. They should perform pure Ekadashi. Now what is mixed Ekadashi and pure Ekadashi? I came to know for the first time when I was studying this. So Mahaprabhu is telling that people should follow pure Ekadashi and not mixed Ekadashi. Now this is an astronomical understanding. Bhavaneshwar Prabhu is smiling. So I am entering into his territory. So mixed Ekadashi. What is mixed Ekadashi? Mixed Ekadashi means, I'll try to explain. Now before Ekadashi is Dashmi, and next day of Ekadashi is Dwadashi. So Dashmi, Ekadashi and Dwadashi. So at sunrise, if the Tithi of Dashami still exists, and after a while the Tithi of Ekadashi starts, and if you observe Ekadashi on that day, that is called mixed Ekadashi. So when the fasting begins at sunrise, the Tithi of Ekadashi should already be present. Then it is pure Ekadashi. And if you actually fast on mixed Ekadashi, the repercussions are very terrible actually. Sanatana Goswami goes into great detail in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. Now Maitreya Muni asks Dhritarashtra, how come you have lost all your... Dhritarashtra asks Maitreya, how come I have lost all my 100 sons? And Maitreya says that... you are feeling, you are experiencing the suffering of losing your sons because you follow mixed Ekadashi. And then Valmiki explains Sita that Ram has banished you to the forest because you have followed mixed Ekadashi sometime, unknowingly. Anyway, but the point is, the very fact that Mahaprabhu goes into such details to Sanatana Goswami to make sure that people follow pure Ekadashi and not mixed Ekadashi goes to show how important Ekadashi is. Otherwise, why will he go into such details? It's a very integral part of devotional life, actually. That is the main point here. And there is also certain technicalities about Dwadashi, right? There is something called Venjuli Mahadwadashi. What is Venjuli Mahadwadashi? On two consecutive days, at sunrise, if there is Tithi of Dwadashi present, then that is considered to be Mahadwadashi. So when a Mahadwadashi is present, that is called Venjuli Mahadwadashi. There can be 8 different types of Mahadwadashis. So this is called Venjuli Mahadwadashi, when the Tithi of Dwadashi is present at sunrise on 2 consecutive days. And when Mahadwadashis are present, then the fasting of Ekadashi is shifted to Dwadashi. Right. So all these technicalities are taken into consideration when the Vaishnava calendar is prepared in ISKCON. Right. Many times people, they wonder, you know, the whole world is observing Ekadashi on one day, and we are observing Ekadashi on some other day. But this is the understanding, so that we don't get implicated by sinful reactions. So the point is, we should follow the ISKCON calendar very properly. It's in line with what Sanatan Goswami has recommended in Hari Bhakti Vilas, which is being recommended directly by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, who is Radharani herself. Isn't it? So, like that. And then in his teachings to Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu again emphasizes Ekadashi. And based on the teachings given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami compiled his bhakti literatures, like the Bhakti Rasamrata Sindhu. And in the Bhakti Rasamrata Sindhu, he provides a list of 64 items of devotional service. Out of these 64 items, the first 10 items are considered to be primary items. And out of these first 10 primary items, the 9th item is Ekadashi, following the Ekadashi Vrata. And then, Jagadananda Pandit, in Prema Vivarta, he says something very important. What does he say? He says, chanting the holy name and observing Ekadashi Vrata are both eternal spiritual activities. Hence, they are on the same devotional platform. Very important. Chanting the holy name and observing Ekadashi Vrata are both eternal spiritual activities. Hence, they are on the same devotional platform. Therefore, become sincerely fixed in executing these activities. This is what he has to say. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he also links, makes a connection between chanting of the holy names and following of Ekadashi. He says that such sins as breaking Ekadashi allow Nama Prad to appear. Right? And then Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in his song, very famous, Madhavatiti Bhakati Janani. Madhavatiti, the days of Lord Hari, like Janmashtami and Ekadashi, they are Bhakti Janani. They are the birthplace of devotional service, of the Bhakti Lata creeper, he says. And he says that the observance of Ekadashi vows for a karmi, fruity worker absolves sins, but for a Vaishnava Bhakta, Ekadashi vows are followed to augment his devotion to the Supreme Lord. To enhance our devotion to the Supreme Lord, Vaishnavas observe Ekadashi. And then he says that advanced devotees, now we saw that how Ekadashi is an eternal principle. It's not a temporary principle of observance. It's an eternal devotional principle, just like the chanting of the holy names is. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he makes a point that for advanced devotees, there are different items that stimulate bhava. Right? And the items that stimulate bhava are called uddipan. You know, in the nectar of devotion, this concept of uddipan is there. So Sri Krishna's qualities, endeavors, embellishments, different items that stimulate bhava or uddipan, that cause uddipan. So there are different objects of the senses, right, that enhance or stimulate bhava in the advanced souls. And there are different objects of the eyes, of sight, like the form of the Lord. And certain things objects of the ears that stimulate bhava, that act as principles for uddipan, like hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Certain things for the nose, like smelling the flowers offered to the deities. For the tongue, prasad offered to the Lord. And similarly, for the touch, the air that has passed through holy places, and in terms of places, the holy places like Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, etc., they stimulate bhava. And in terms of days, days like Ekadashi, they stimulate bhava or uddipan, that means the exalted devotees of the Lord. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he gives a very interesting understanding of Ekadashi, because he was an astrologer and an astronomer. So he's in one of the lectures that he gave, he gives an understanding of what this Ekadashi is. From an astronomical point of view, on Ekadashi, we all know that the moon causes tides, right? The position of the moon and the sun, they cause tides. And it's also well known that moon affects the mind. So people who grow, who become crazy are also called lunatics, right? Because connected to the mind, the moon has affected them. So Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says that on Ekadashi day, because the human body consists of 70 to 75% water, so just like the moon causes high tides in water bodies outside on Ekadashi, it is said that on Ekadashi the tides are the max. So just like the moon causes high tides outside, within also it creates disturbance in the water content within the body. And so digestion of grains becomes very difficult on Ekadashi. And also it disturbs rasa. It agitates the rasa. Rasa means mellow or mood in terms of lust. So lust is also agitated, because the rasa within, the adi rasa, is agitated within the body on Ekadashi day. So the tapa, or the tap of tapasya, the austerity that you perform on Ekadashi, is supposed to dry up that rasa that has become agitated on Ekadashi. So this is the understanding given by Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur on why we should fast on Ekadashi. Prabhupada, in a letter he says, Ekadashi is observed for increasing the strength of devotion. Right? And in most instances, Prabhupada said in his purports that Ekadashi is the way of performing tapasya to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whenever there's any mention of tapasya in any verses in the Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, in most instances, Prabhupada refers to Ekadashi, following of the Ekadashi Vrata, as the best form of tapasya to gain favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Many times Prabhupada, when he explained the importance of following Ekadashi, was downright practical. For example, in this particular purport, in the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, according to the Vaishnava calendar, there are many fasts, such as Ekadashi and the appearance and disappearance days of God and his devotees. All of these are meant to decrease the fat within the body. Very practical he is giving. All of these are meant to decrease the fat within the body so that one will not sleep more than desired, and will not become inactive and lazy. Very practical. And in the Nectar of Instruction, you know, Udaropastavegam, he says, if we observe fasting days like Ekadashi and Janmashtami, we can restrain the demands of the belly. So, all the acharyas unanimously, they say how following Ekadashi is extremely important. But the point they emphasize varies according to time, place, circumstances. Now, how to follow Ekadashi? It's an important thing. Now, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is explained how when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was still a child, Ekadina matrapade kariya pranam, Prabhu kahe mata more deha ekadan. So one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell at the feet of his mother and said that, please offer me a benediction. So mata bale tai diba yatumi magibe prabhu kahe ekadashi te annana khaibe. So Mahaprabhu's mother Sachi Mata told him that, yes, my dear boy, I'll follow whatever you want me to do. And Mahaprabhu said that, please don't eat anna, food grains, on Ekadashi. Give me this benediction. And Sachi kahe na khaiba bala ikahila sei haite Ekadashi karite lagila. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that Sachi Mata told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that this is a nice thing that you have told me to follow, and I will follow it. From that day onwards, Sachi Mata started following Ekadashi very nicely, because during those times, and even during the times of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, maybe even prevalent today, I don't know, in Bengal, there was this understanding that only widows should follow Ekadashi. If sadhvas or women with husbands still alive followed Ekadashi, then it would be inauspicious for the husband. That was the understanding. So only vidvas or widows followed Ekadashi during those times. And Mahaprabhu rectified that principle by instructing Sachi Mata that you should follow Ekadashi. And he also indicated the principle, one of the important principles of how to follow Ekadashi, by avoiding to eat food grains. In Prema Vivarta by Jagadananda Pandit, he explains how one day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed Ekadashi Vrata. So, Mahaprabhu from Gundicha temple early in the morning, he came from Gundicha temple to Jagannath Vallabha gardens. And while sitting in the garden, he called all his associates and he instructed them, today, all of you should refrain from eating and sleeping. And constantly chant Krishna's name. Some of you should chant japa. Some of you should circumambulate the temple with prostrated obeisances. And others should discuss the pastimes of Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna. Different ways in which his followers would follow Ekadashi. And all his followers were very happy. Right. So actually, yes, one of the recommendations of Ekadashi is to not sleep at night. So it's called Hari Vasara, that all through the night we continue with our bhajans and not sleep on Dwadashi also actually. So, and then after following this Ekadashi Vrata, all the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they came in front of Mahaprabhu and told him that on the one hand, it is being said that Jagannath Mahaprasad has to be honored. As soon as it comes, we have to honor it without delay. Isn't it? So when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya followed that principle, Mahaprabhu was very happy. Because that's the principle, that when Prasad comes, when Jagannath Mahaprasad especially comes, it has to be immediately honored. But then, the followers of Mahaprabhu saw that when Mahaprabhu was following the Ekadashi Vrata, now Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya brought huge quantities of Mahaprasad of Jagannath, and Mahaprabhu didn't honor it, he simply offered his obeisances and continued with the fast. And seeing him do that, they also continued with the fast. But then they expressed this doubt to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That on the one hand, people say that you should immediately accept Mahaprasad. But on the other hand, following Ekadashi is also considered to be the most important of all vratas, of all vows, to please Lord Krishna, Lord Hari. So which one is to be given more prominence? So Mahaprabhu, he gives a reply. To not observe complete fasting on Ekadashi will greatly endanger one's spiritual life. Okay. So the point is, following Ekadashi enhances spiritual life, not following it endangers spiritual life. So Mahaprabhu continued. Honor prasad on Ekadashi only by offering it obeisances and eating it the next day. In this way, one can easily cross this material ocean. The fast is anyway over on the following day. Mahaprabhu is telling this. What is the hurry? Anyway, the fast is going to get over and tomorrow we can honor the Mahaprasad also. And then Mahaprabhu adds this very interesting point. If for some reason one has to eat on Ekadashi, then let the Vaishnavas take Anukalpa, a light meal consisting of merely fruits, roots and milk, without grains or beans or other prohibited vegetables. Right? Mahaprabhu gave that provision also for Ekadashi. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, how did he follow Ekadashi? So he fasted till 4 p.m. on Ekadashi, and at 4 p.m. he took some light fruit, and at night just a glass of milk. But what was the principle of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur? He gave importance to preaching. So he emphasized that during those days, fasting was in the vogue. It was fashionable. So in a sense, spiritually it was like people liked it to fast. So when people used to stay back in the mutt fasting, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur recommended that better take Anukalpa, go out and preach. Right? So once Sripad Ashram Maharaj, one of his disciples, he took Anukalpa, went out to preach, while some of the other god brothers stayed back to do Nirjala fasting in the mutt. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was very happy with Ashram Maharaj. And he told, he has understood the principle of the Gaudiya Mutt. And there is one more instance of Hayagriva Brahmachari. So there was a Brahmachari in the Gaudiya Mutt, Hayagriva Brahmachari. So he had a speaking engagement, but then he was feeling a little sick. So he thought, let me cancel the speaking engagement. Let me stay back in the mutt, follow Nirjala Ekadashi with the other muttvasis. But Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, let him immediately eat and go to, you know, speak in that speaking engagement. So he emphasized preaching on Ekadashis. So the principle is enhancing the remembrance of the Supreme Lord. Right? So Prabhupada, how he recommended following of the Ekadashi fast. In one lecture in Dallas, the United States, 1975, Prabhupada says, the preliminary little tapasya, just like Ekadashi, that is also one of the items of tapasya. Actually, on the Ekadashi days, we shall not take any food, even drink water. But in our society, we are not doing so much strictly. We say, Ekadashi, you don't take food grains. Take little fruit, milk. This is tapasya. So we cannot execute this tapasya? Prabhupada is asking in the audience. So if we are not prepared to undertake even this very, very easily executable tapasya, then how can we expect to go back to home, back to Godhead? No, that is not possible. Right? And then to, in one of the letters to one of his disciples, who perhaps asked, can we chant 25 rounds on Ekadashi? What did Prabhupada reply? Why just 25 rounds? You should chant as many as possible. Real Ekadashi means fasting and chanting and no other business. When you observe fasting, the chanting becomes easier. So on Ekadashi, other businesses can be suspended as far as possible unless there is some urgent business. But then, in two conversations, one in 1975 and another in 1976, both with Tamal Krishna Maharaj. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj brings up this point and he says that you know, I remember that once you were telling that your initiate disciples should chant 25 rounds on Ekadashi. Prabhupada said, minimum. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he says, minimum on this day? Is that a rule that we should all follow in our temples? Prabhupada clarifies, we are 16 rounds. Tamal Krishna Maharaj, further clarification. No, I mean on Ekadashi. Prabhupada, oh yes, Ekadashi, simply you should chant. No other business. Nirjala, he says. Then Tamal Krishna Maharaj further asks, no preaching work? Should they go out for preaching? Prabhupada, no, those are preaching not for them. Those are sitting idle. A preacher is so exalted, he hasn't got to follow any regulations. And you know, all the disciples, they were very happy. They started laughing, like all of you are laughing. So Prabhupada, he says, but don't take it. And then, actually, Danvir Goswami, he gives a purport to this statement of Prabhupada, but don't take it. Prabhupada is trying to say that, don't take this leniency for granted. It doesn't mean that preachers can do anything and everything like that. And then Prabhupada continues. And actually, if one is busy in preaching work, that is first class. Not my manufactured word, Prabhupada says. My Guru Maharaj. And tells the same story of this Hayagriva Brahmachari who was told to take Anukalpa, go out and preach. Right? So, like in the beginning, I was telling this conversation between Allen Ginsberg and Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada had the principle very clear of the society is meant for Krishna consciousness. So basically when Prabhupada is telling here that preaching is first class and preaching is a very good engagement even on Ekadashi, that means preaching with the right consciousness. Actually, when it is done properly, preaching is the most Krishna conscious activity. So if one is absorbed in the preaching work, there's the best way of being absorbed, of absorbing the mind in Krishna. Now, again in 1976, there is like a kind of replay of the same conversation between Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Prabhupada. Now, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, again he's asking, 1 year later, again he asks Prabhupada about chanting extra on Ekadashi. And Prabhupada says, and he asks, only all initiated disciples should chant more on Ekadashi. And Prabhupada, initiated everyone. Why initiated? Tamal Krishna. So that should be the standard for our movement on Ekadashi day. Again, Prabhupada, standard is 16. But if one can chant more, then he is welcome. Tamal Krishna, it's not mandatory for Ekadashi. And Jayapataka Swami, he kind of recommended, he's telling. It's recommended by Prabhupada. Not mandatory, but recommended. Prabhupada, no! Not even recommended. Ekadashi means that. Fasting and chanting. Then again, Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Sometimes I'm wondering, because our men have to go out on book distribution. Prabhupada, no, no. This is also preaching work. For that purpose, you can stop this. But generally, one who has no preaching work, he can chant. Yeah. Tamal Krishna, extra. Prabhupada, extra. Tamal Krishna Maharaj want to make sure that it's not added on Ekadashi. Simply preach and not even chant your 16 rounds. It's about extra chanting that the discussion is going on. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, I see. And regarding, you know, a little bit about Nirjala Ekadashi, you know, Rameshwar Prabhu, he, in a conversation, he tells to Prabhupada, on the calendar it says it is Bhima Ekadashi. Prabhupada, Bhima Ekadashi, yes. Rameshwar. So I have been told that if one fasts on Bhima Ekadashi, that is like fasting on all the Ekadashis. Is that true? Prabhupada, yes. Ekadashi is meant for fasting. Either Bhima or Arjuna. then he chuckles. But we cannot fast. Therefore, we have to take little fruits. Otherwise, Ekadashi means fasting. Prabhupada makes it very clear. Now, all these things might be a little bit confusing. But basically, the central principle, the essential principle is to follow the Ekadashi Vrata. That's an essential principle. And not eating grains and other things which are not allowed on Ekadashi. That is also an essential principle. But the other things are details, actually. But how exactly we can customize our Ekadashi and design our Ekadashi, right, to enhance our remembrance of Krishna, of Lord Hari. Because that's the central principle. Bhakti Rasamrit Maharaj, he brings out this point that upavas is the word for fasting. In the word upavas, there is no mention of eating, not eating. Upavas means what? Staying close. Vas. Stay. Upa. Closer. Or beneath. Being close to the Supreme Lord. That is upavas. That is the whole purpose of upavas. That our remembrance of Sri Krishna should increase. Our consciousness of Krishna should increase. Krishna consciousness has to increase. Chaitanya Charan Prabhu gives a very interesting understanding of this. He says that when we feel little restless while fasting on Ekadashi, many people are fasting Nirjal on Ekadashi. On today, they're fasting Nirjal. So, the point is, if we should try to offset that inconvenience by increasing our absorption in Krishna. So, when we increase our absorption in Krishna, then we'll feel less disturbance because of the fasting. Right? And when we are able to successfully do that, then our faith in devotional principles increases. That indeed, if we become more absorbed in Krishna, we can rise above the bodily platform. Right? It's an opportunity to increase our faith in devotional principles, to increase our faith in Krishna, by offsetting disturbances of the body by being absorbed in Krishna. But if that purpose is not solved, if you are bodily conscious, then the whole purpose is lost, basically. Isn't it? Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gives an important thing that we should keep in mind about the purpose of Ekadashi, which can help us understand, you know, what we should be doing to follow Ekadashi in a very nice way. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, one should carefully give up attachment for material assets. People in general have spontaneous attachment for house, household paraphernalia, clothes, ornaments, wealth, wife, and children's health, their own health, eatables, trees, and animals. And then he says, by properly observing Harivasara, Ekadashi, and appearance days of the Lord, those attachments are vanquished. The rules of such vows are the provisions for diminishing one's attachments. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, there is no prescription for acceptance of sense-gratifying items. The only prescription is to reject them. There is no question of sense-gratification on Ekadashi. That is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling. As far as possible, life-sustaining items should also be given up. According to the prescribed needs of one's bodily condition, one must try as far as possible to reduce the acceptance of life-sustaining eatables. According to our condition, minimize the needs of the body. Right? No question of sense gratification. Minimize the needs of the body and focus on giving pleasure and happiness to Lord Shri Krishna. That's what Ekadashi. So, now, I was thinking that there are needs of the body, the physical body, which we try to give up as much as possible on Ekadashi. Because the focus is on Hari's need. One very interesting thing that I forgot to mention, that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gives another interesting understanding of Ekadashi, that on Ekadashi, now, Ekadashi also means 11, right? Ekadasha, Ekadashi, 11. So, on Ekadashi day, the 11 senses of Lord Shri Krishna, they become agitated. And he starts demanding more, more, more from his devotees. He demands more chanting. He demands more worship. And he demands more preaching, more service from his devotees, because he has become agitated. His senses have become agitated. So you have to pacify Krishna's senses. So Ekadashi means forget about our agitated senses and focus on Krishna's agitated senses. And how to satisfy Krishna's agitated senses on Ekadashi. Right? And also, apart from the needs of the body, there are needs of the mind. According to our psychophysical nature, we need to engage in certain activities. So Ekadashi is a day when we give second priority to the needs of the body and the mind, etc. And give priority to the needs of Krishna. How can I give extra pleasure, happiness to Krishna on this day? Foregoing the pleasures of my own body and mind. We might be engaged in devotional service on a regular basis, but on Ekadashi day, we go an extra mile to stop thinking about our own needs and think more about the needs of Krishna. Even though we might be engaged in the same activities sometimes. Like our Shamananda Prabhu, many years ago, he gave a nice story of a king who at night, incognito, was roaming through his kingdom trying to find out which citizens are most magnanimous. So he knocked at the door of one person's house and the person opened the door. And the king told that we are travelers, we are traveling through this town. So we want a place to stay for the night. So the person asked, how many of you are here? And the king told a number. And the owner said, okay, fine, you can come and stay. So the king went ahead and he knocked at another person's house. The person opened the door. And the king said, we are travelers. You know, we have been traveling to this city or town. And we need a place to stay for the night. And the owner, he said, okay, you can come and stay. And after saying, yes, you can come and stay, he asked the question, how many of you are there? Right. So, Shyamananda Prabhu asked us the question. It was in a Brahmachari class. He said, what's the difference between the two? Right? The first one is a very subtle difference. Both people allowed the king and his group to stay at their home. But the first fellow, he first asked the question, how many of you are there? Then he allowed. But the second fellow, he allowed and then he asked, how many of you are there? It's a very subtle difference. But then the second person was naturally more magnanimous. It's a subtle difference of attitude. So on Ekadashi, you might be doing the same external activities of service, preaching, sadhana, whatever. But the point is, at the consciousness level, the consciousness should be fine-tuned in such a way that today is the day of Lord Hari. So how much am I actually thinking in terms of Krishna's happiness than in terms of my own needs? So that is the way. So thank you very much. Shivaram Prabhu is watching whether I'm finishing on time or not. Thank you. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Now, because he has to start the Kirtan Mela for today, 12 hours.